In this week's parasha, of course, we read about the great struggle that Yaakov had with the social Esav, Vayavik Ishimo. The man wrestled with him all night at Alos HaShachar. The story has significant and profound implications for the entire history of Klal Yisrael, but the story also has an introduction, a three-word introduction. Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, and Yaakov remained alone. That's the setting for the story, the setting for this great, great fight. And while the setting certainly lends a certain dramatic air to it, we picture that picture of Yaakov remaining there alone and suddenly finding himself engaged in a battle with this Malach. But at the same time, the Torah is not just here for drama. The Torah is teaching us something with the words, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, that somehow this is a necessary introduction for what follows. Rav Volba in Alei Shur talks about two kinds of people. He talks about a stam person. A stam person, how do we translate a stam person? A just-because person. A stam person is a person when you ask him, or when he'll be asked, when it comes up to Shemayim, why did you do this Avera? And he'll shrug his shoulders and say, because that's what everybody else is doing. And why did you do this mitzvah? Well, I did this mitzvah also because that's what everybody else is doing. That's the first kind of person, the stam person. And we get the sense that this person does not have much personality of his own and doesn't have a personal agenda. He is who he is just because that's what everybody else is doing. And if everybody else is doing the right thing, he finds himself in a place or an environment where the flow that he would go with is a good one, then he'll more or less be doing the right thing for all of his life. And yet we get the sense that this is not the ideal. And where do we see that this is not the ideal? So Rav Volba brings several proofs that this is not really where we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be stam people. First of all, he brings the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. The Mishnah talks about why man of all the creatures in the world that were all created as a species, as a herd, man was created yichidi. He was created alone. L'tichach nivra adim yichidi. A person was created alone, singular, as one man, in order to teach us numerous things, including, as the Mishnah says, Lahagid Gedulaso Shalakadis Baruch Hu, to speak of the greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shadam Tovea Kama Mebeyos Bechosim Echad. When a man mints a coin, he uses one form to mint the coin, one stamp, and all the coins come out the same. But a Melech Malchim Lachim a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tava Kol Adam Bechosim Shal Adam Arishon. Every human being is minted with that stamp of Adam Arishon. In Echad Dom Lachaver, but no two people are alike. And that's why man is created yichidi, so he should be able to say to himself, Bishvili nivra olam, the world is created for me. And Rav Volba says this is really an unbelievable and to some degree overwhelming thought for every person to realize that from the beginning of time to the end of time, from the entire population of billions of people there are in the world, and that have existed and will exist, there never was and never will be another person just like me. And that tells me that I'm not a stam person. That the stamp person is not what I want to be. I want to be the second kind of person. The second kind of person is a person who is a real person, who's real because he knows that he's important, he knows that he's unique, and he knows that he has a specific mission and a job to accomplish while he's here in this world. And we go from there to Matan Torah, where Matan Torah, we know that each of the Aseret HaDibros were spoken b'loshen yachid, in the singular, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzivcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Kabed Tzivcha V'Simecha. It does not speak to the plural, it speaks to the individual. Because, as the Ramban says, to teach us, Kim Kol Echad Yidaber, HaKadosh Baruch is speaking to every single individual. You can't just assume this was a mitzvah, a set of instructions for the crowd, for the community at large. As long as the community at large is doing what it's supposed to be doing, it's not so important whether you're part of that majority, if you're part of those people are doing what's right. But as a community, we're doing okay. Along comes the Lashon Yachid of Aseret HaDibros to tell us, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to each one of us as individuals and says, you have the responsibility. What you do counts. What you do is important. And finally, we have the words, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. And Yaakov remained alone. And Chazal make an amazing, amazing connection based on these words. Because Chazal compare, regarding this point of Levado, Chazal compare Yaakov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'nizgav Hashem Levado, and Hashem will be, Nizgav will be exalted alone. V'nizgav Hashem Levado, Hashem is Levado, Hashem has the quality of Levado. And Yaakov, Vayivasi Yaakov Levado, has the quality of Levado as well. That it is this quality of Levado, of being that individual, that person who recognizes his own uniqueness and his own importance, that's what Yaakov needed in order to battle against the Yetzirah, the Tzar Shel Esav, the Malach of Esav, that represented all the Yetziraras in the universe. That to battle against the Yetzirah, you need to know who you are. You need to know that you have to have your own drive and your own ambition to become everything that you're supposed to be. I'd like to share with you two stories. One story that happened this past week, and one story that happened some 75 years ago. This past week, there was a soccer game that took place in Scotland. And the soccer game is between Scotland and Israel. And there are tens of thousands of people at a soccer game like that. And the cameras were spanning the crowd, as they often will do in a stadium during a game. And suddenly the cameras zeroed in on one person who was there with his family. This person was an Adam Chashev Ma'od, a very, very important, brilliant Talmud Chacham, and a leader, a manig in his community, and a Klal Yisrael. And he was sitting there at the soccer game with his family, with his head buried in a sefer, in the Shev Shemaitza. And they just couldn't believe it. They couldn't get enough of it, because they kept coming back to this guy. What is this guy doing over here? There's a game going on. And you're here at the game, and you're reading a book. What is that book, and what is so important about that book? And there are many, many lessons to learn from this story. But I'd like to focus on one thing in particular, because the Jerusalem Post had an article about this scene of the rabbi learning at the game. And what they did in this article is they collected from social media all of the comments, because actually what is social media all about? It's about giving your comments, sticking your 2 cents, all of the comments mocking this rabbi for learning at a game. Can you imagine? Mocking the rabbi for learning at a game. And I thought to myself, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. You can be in a stadium with 20,000, 30,000, 70,000, I have no idea how many other people were there, and you are alone. There's a whole world around you, and you're alone, because you have to be out of step with everybody else. You're there for the game for the reasons that you came for, but you don't want to waste your time, and you're learning Torah. You're alone in the world. Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. We can just imagine when the time comes for this Rav to come up to Shemayim, as well as all the people at the game, and all the people who mocked him, including, they quoted some member of the Jewish Board of Deputies of England, I'm not sure exactly what that is, but making some disparaging comments about the rabbi, about this Adam Chashev, about this Rav, for learning. They're all going to come to Shemayim, and suddenly they're going to see how he's greeted. He's greeted by the Baal Shev Shemaitza, by the Ketzayis, and all the Tzaddikim, and all the Gedolim of all generations, Patrasim, Vavarashayim, with the crowns on their heads, greeting him for the Kiddush Hashem that he made, and for the learning that he did at that time, and the learning that he did throughout his entire life. And those other people will be ashamed of themselves for having mocked someone for done something so meaningful, and so alone, with all of those thousands of people around him. And we go from that story to something that happened 75 years ago on the way to Japan. The Mir Yeshiva is on its way to Japan. And they're sailing over the ocean. And we can only imagine what it was like for these Bachrim who had never really been anywhere in the world besides the Yeshiva and the hometowns they came from. And they're on the way to, of all places, Japan. And they're sitting there on the deck. On the deck is Reb Chaim Shmulevitz sitting and learning. He's learning Shev Shemaitza. And there's another bachur on the deck, and this bachur looks around, and he sees nothing around him. Wherever he turns, north, south, east, and west, all he sees is water, water, water. And finally, he just lets it out, and he says, "Where are we? Where are we?" And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, without batting an eyelash, gave the only answer that he knew how to give that came most naturally to him. He said, "We're in the third Shmaitza. We're in the third chapter of Shev Shmaitza." That's, again, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. There's a whole world in turmoil, and there's ocean all around you, and you've been ripped away from your family, ripped away from everything that you know. But Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, one has to do what he has to do. That's the quality of Levado. And this is what these words are teaching us. These words are teaching us that this is who we are. If this is Yaakov Avinu, Mas Avasim Labanim, we need to know that we have the ability to be Levado, and we have the responsibility and the need to be Levado. We are in a world surrounded by people. We're surrounded by people in the society around us, surrounded by people at the workplace, surrounded by people when we travel and when we're commuting back and forth to work. All kinds of situations that we're surrounded by, and we have to have the quality of Levado to know who are we, not to be a stump person, not to do Avodas Hashem just because everyone else is doing it. Chas Hashem, everyone else is doing something else, you do something else. We are who we are because we know who we are. We are who we are because we have to be who we are. We are who we are because this is the achrayis, this is the responsibility we all took upon ourselves at Sinai when we heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Ashetzicha, Kabbalah Sevicha, Vesimecha, Lo Sirtach, all of those mitzvahs that were spoken to us, Lashon Yachid, to make sure that we knew that as the Rabban again says, Kim Kol Echad Yidaber, Hashem is speaking to each and every one of us, to know that we are the Bnei Yaakov, we are Yivatzer Yaakov Levado, we have the ability to be Levado, and this is what's going to carry us through in our Avodas Hashem throughout our lives.